Thank you for listening to Everything Geekdom. I am your host, Trevor, and today is a wonderful special day because it is July 30th, Saturday, July 30th, and a special pay-per-view event or premium live event is what they call it, is happening today for WWE, and it is SummerSlam. And since it's a special day, we're going to cover a couple of things that have happened throughout the past weeks that I have not caught you up on. What a crime. Let's get into it. If you have not known, Vincent Kennedy McMahon III, I believe is his actual name, has retired from the WWE company. And his protégés, Stephanie McMahon and Paul Levesque, a.k.a. Triple H, are now taking over. Stephanie McMahon is the CEO, and Paul Levesque, Triple H, is the EVP of talent relations, which means he kind of was doing basically what he was doing in NXT, where he was hiring talent and taking care of the talent and kind of doing the scouting and everything like that. Now it's just a bigger, broader picture of what he's doing now. And it is awesome because a lot of things are about to change for the positive note. And recently on the last episode of Raw, I believe, they had a huge talent meeting where he said it basically was an open door policy and that he wants to make sure that WWE is fun again, which is very important because a lot of the wrestlers have been moving to AEW because of that, or Ring of Honor or TNA, because it's not fun and there's no communication. So he's about to change that, he said, which is awesome. Now, getting into Vince Kennedy McMahon, I'm going to read some stats for you real quick. So Vince Kennedy McMahon, born August 24th, 1945, is an American retired professional wrestling promoter, performer, executive, and media proprietor. From 1982 to 2022, he served as the chairman and chief executive officer, CEO of WWE, the world's largest professional wrestling company, of which he is still majority owner. He is also the founder and owner of Alpha Entertainment. McMahon was born in Pinehurst, North Carolina, and graduated from East Carolina University with a degree in business in 1968. He commentated for his father, Vincent J. McMahon's then WWF, for the most of the 1970s, bought it in 1982 and almost monopolized the industry, which previously operated as separate entities across the United States. This led to the development of the annual WrestleMania, which became one of the most successful professional wrestling events. WWE faced industry competition. Holy crap. You can tell this is live. From World Championship Wrestling and the defunct and purchased ECW company in 2003. McMahon has embarked on a number of WWE-related ventures. In 2014, he launched WWE Network, a subscription and video-on-demand over-the-top streaming service. McMahon also owned other multimedia subsidiaries and a professional wrestling school. Outside of wrestling, McMahon joint-owned and operated the XFL, a football league, twice. Both iterations folded after a single season, of course, with the second due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He has also headed a short-lived World Bodybuilding Federation and co-owns the clothing line Tap Out. Wow, this dude's very, very, very got his hands in a lot of shit. So, started growling the catchphrase, "You're fired," after Donald Trump was introduced. The very first WrestleMania was actually at the MSG, which is Madison Square Garden, which is fantastic. And there's a bunch of eras from the Golden Age era all the way to the PG era, which is now. It's very sad, but also foreseeable that it was going to happen that way, that he retired. A lot of allegations came through. I'm really surprised that this allegation where he gave some lady $3 million, I believe, in hush money is the one that kind of broke the camel's back, per se. So that's very sad, but also awesome. And he's very, he's also getting up there in age. He's about 77 years old. So I can kind of see this happening soon. But it happened sooner than later. So, but much luck to Stephanie McMahon and much luck to Triple H, Paul Levesque, on running the company now. John Laurinaitis is out from what I understand also. He used to be the former EVP of Talent Relations. So this is something that's been kind of brewing for a while. So it's really good to see them do this. So SummerSlam is only a few hours away, and I've got the match card for you. So we've got Liv Morgan, which is the champion, versus Ronda Rousey. Raw Women's Championship, Bianca Belair, which is the champion, versus Becky Lynch. Pat McAfee versus Happy Corbin. United States Championship, Austin Theory, or just Theory now, versus Bobby Lashley, which Lashley's got the title. Logan Paul versus The Miz. Mysterios versus The Judgment Day, no DQ. And that looks like, and then you've got the Universal Undisputed WWE Championship, Roman Reigns, which has the titles, versus Brock Lesnar in a last man standing match. So, my theory is that I think Brock Lesnar is going to win the Undisputed Championships, mainly because Roman's held it for so long, and I think it's going to be due to him being part-time, which is why I think that he'll have the titles be lost from him to Brock Lesnar. Liv Morgan's definitely going to retain. She's only had the title for a short amount of time, plus a lot of people are rooting for her now. But again, WWE might do this thing where they might, you know, prank you and have her lose and then fight it, get it back at the next pay-per-view, which I believe is the one in UK, the Castle one. Bianca Belair is going to retain her belt, but I think Bayley's going to come in and start going at it with Becky Lynch, or vice versa. I think Becky or I think Becky Lynch is probably going to lose for sure. Pat McAfee is probably going to win that. Ooh, one more added match that I didn't catch is the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Champs, Usos versus the Street Profits. The Usos have the titles with special guest referee Jeff Jarrett, which is freaking fantastic. I think the Street Profits probably will win. Bobby Lashley's going to retain the title for the United States Championship. Logan Paul's going to win against The Miz. And Judgment Day is going to win, and Edge is probably, or the Mysterios are going to win, sorry, and Edge will probably return. So far, well, not so far, but as of right now, it's due to change, subject to change. But right now, the card looks pretty loaded and pretty good. I'm going to watch it tonight and probably give you guys a review tomorrow before I go into work. Boom, boom. And that's all I have for this episode. I thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you all. And remember, be excellent to each other.